Welcome to I Run Radio. Coming up, running and confronting mental illness.
Running has always stayed with me, and it's important for me now as well as something that keeps me healthy. My body feels good. You have a clearer head when you come back from a run. So you learn that running doesn't solve everything, but it's something healthy to have in your life.
Running for those who can't.
Running is my therapy because I also feel like it gives me the break. I just sort of shed whatever might be weighing me down, and it just frees me up, and I can hear the birds sing or feel the breeze or anything, and it's just I don't know. It gives me great energy. I feel I feel like I'm much fuller of joy since I've been running, and I do it.
And completing a marathon on one leg.
Oh my God, the feeling after crossing the marathon is 100 times more emotional. Because you know you just went through a grueling 42 kilometers, and it was tough. Like at one point, I don't know, but maybe with the 24K mark, I almost thought about quitting on Sunday. Because it got awful hot, but I said, no, let's just keep going here. I want to do this. It's been on my bucket list for a long time, and it's just big accomplishment. I'm very happy about it.
All of that and more coming up on iRun Radio. We are joined now by the editor and general manager of iRun, Ben Kaplan. Hello, Ben.
Hello there.
How are you this week?
Feeling good. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Today is the day of the New York City Marathon, one that I've done three times and one of my all-time favorites. It's also the Road to Hope Marathon in Hamilton, so best of luck to all the people who are participating in those big events.
Yeah, we're jealous. I wish we,
yeah.
I can't believe you did New York three times, especially, especially now with all that's happening in New York.
Good to be there.
Good to be on the streets. Good to be out there and showing people that, that we're not afraid and they won't stop life as we know it.
Yeah.
We celebrate.
And after all that's happened in New York this week, I know there will be that spirit of resilience and it was like that after September 11th, 2001, of course. And that's the spirit with which you're going to run an event in Las Vegas in 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, I think these things, I remember we spoke about this after the bombing in Boston. It's not like these people, running is part of the world, and these things happen outside on the city streets. And I'm sure for the race directors and for people who have to put these events on and for the police that are working and for all the sort of logistics that go into it, I mean, this is these modern times that you have to take into account all these horrible things and these people. But we go on with it, and we keep running these races and we keep showing our support and we keep spending our money and helping these races go. And I'm very much looking forward to it. It felt like the right thing to do to go. And I'm very excited and good luck and God bless everybody doing New York this weekend for sure.
So you'll be doing a half marathon next weekend in Vegas?
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they close down the strip and you go right down the middle. I've done it before and I've talked to a lot of people. I've done a lot of bucket lists and it is really something, it's out of this world. It's really a cool experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure. It's the Rock and Roll Race Series, and they do one in Montreal that's terrific, and they had one in Vancouver, too. And, they're great. They have a Dublin all over the place.
Yeah, and I think what you spoke to there is the exposure that I'm sure race directors feel with their events. If you put on a marathon, you've got a playing surface of 42 kilometers long. It's not like a secure environment like a hockey arena. So you've got to deal with all the challenges associated with that. But I think the flip side is that these events very much become an opportunity for people to demonstrate defiance and resilience and to take back the streets after a tragedy like what we saw in New York or in Las Vegas.
I like that. That's really well put. And, just to be out there and running, I know it's going to be emotional. I'm sure today's race is, it's emotional. It's emotional for sure. And the running is so emotional anyway. And it's for so many people,
yeah.
It's about so much more than your time. I mean, it's about, being out there and accomplishing something and doing it and having this goal and completing it and participating. And, when you have a chance to do it, we're very lucky that we get to do this often, and it's something I take very seriously, for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to a runner just the other day who is going to be on the show either next week or the week after, and he was saying, you know, I think of myself as a macho guy, but I'm going to admit it. When I crossed the finish line of my first marathon, I burst into tears. So
I love, yeah, I love that. If we could broach this as a transition, we're doing a thing right now on the I Run Facebook page and on our site where we have runners who have tattooed a race sort of slogan or a mantra or an image or the Boston Marathon emblem, you know, that these experiences are so transformative that they want to do something beyond a t-shirt or a medal,
right,
to keep it. And I just love it. I mean, the pictures, the stuff we've got for everybody who sent in their photos. I mean, I have 50 of them. You know, you never know when you put these calls out what you're going to receive. And I bet you we could get 200. I mean, they're so unbelievable, and the stories behind them are just, I mean, you love it. This is what we do this for.
Yeah. So these are real tattoos, not like the,
yeah,
the not like the kind you and I put on our kids' faces. Not the,
yeah,
not the temporary ones. So
no, these are. I mean, and some of them are big. I mean, I have one. It's on the center picture that we have right now on our site. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of art, and I just love the notion. You know, we're always asking people why they run. It's like I run for my sister, or I run for those who can't, or I run because somebody told me I would never be able to do it, and here I am. And the stories that these people tell behind, you know, what would make you get the tattoo, it's, you know, it's riveting stuff. It's just great.
So what are some of the tattoos that you've seen pictures of?
I mean, I've got the Boston logo. I've got I Run to Be Free. Somebody has I Run This Body on her foot. This one I love has got, like, it's like this giant runner over a map of the globe, and it's got all these colors, and it sort of symbolizes, I guess, that, like, you know, I run around the world. And these little slogans in the last 26.2 and a 42.2, the distances. And
yeah.
I just got one right now that came through the transom, and it was like this, like, smiling stick figure. I'll post this one right now. It just came into my email. It's like this smiling stick figure with her arms in the air, crossing the finish line. And somehow it's like the notion is to always remember, I think the phrase is, finish happy. And she told me that it's about more than running, but what she does, what she's going to do, is that she's going to control her race, and she's going to decide it's not going to be, there's no such thing as a bad race. She's going to finish happy, and she's going to finish where she starts. And the tattoo is a reminder to stick to that mantra. It's just great. I just got it right now.
Very cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And people,
anybody who hears this and has one, like, by all means, keep them coming. Ben at irun.ca.
Yeah.
We love them.
Or share them on Facebook, right?
Totally.
Yeah, and you know, I'm never ever going to get a tattoo, but
come on.
If I did get a tattoo, it would be about one of two things. It would either be something to do with my kids, or it would be something to do with running. It's only those two,
yeah,
things that would ever cross that threshold for me, and that, even that's never going to happen. Now, speaking of,
yeah,
the reasons we run, you and I met somebody in Toronto when we were both at the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon a couple of weeks ago, met so many great people at our booth, and we met this woman who wrote, I Run for Those Who Can't, and she's going to join us on the show today. We interviewed her at the time. We'll have that interview for you on the show today, and she just tells a story of the people in her lives that she's running for, and it's really powerful stuff. And we're also going to talk to an amputee runner who completed his first marathon in Toronto 2 weeks ago, a guy named Tom McIntyre, terrific guy, very inspiring story. And Noel Payne is going to join us, recently joined the iRun team as a blogger. He's going to be blogging as a running dad, but he's got a really interesting story, sometimes heart-wrenching, sometimes compelling and inspiring, about overcoming some mental health challenges and doing some crazy things as a runner. This is a guy who's done some amazing long distance runs. He tries to do something crazy on his birthday every year. He'll run some trail that's 285 kilometers long, that kind of thing. So he's done some amazing long distance runs, but he's also used running as a way of overcoming some of the challenges in his life.
He's also working tirelessly for us. He really wants to get the prime minister into his column. So we are, he's constantly sending the prime minister's communication cards, emails, and calling him out on Twitter and things. So if you see the prime minister in the magazine, it will be Noel Payne, who we can thank for that.
Right.
Thank him, I will.
Okay, good stuff, Ben. We'll talk to you again next week. Good luck in Las Vegas.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I think I'm going to get, maybe I'll get a tattoo while I'm out there, something with the Iron logo on my neck.
That'd be the place to do it. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers.
That is Ben Kaplan, iRun's editor and general manager, who is also, by the way, the author of Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Coming up next, we'll be joined by runner and writer Noel Payne. We'll be right back. Registration is now open for the Tamarack Ottawa Race Weekend. It's Canada's biggest marathon weekend, May 26th and 27th, with a kids race, a 2K, 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, and the Lumberjack Challenge, four races covering a distance of 59.2K. It's the event of the year, and we'd love to see you there. Welcome back to iRun Radio. iRun Radio is live every Sunday morning on 1310 News in Ottawa, and you can also listen to the podcast and check out past editions of the show at iRun.ca. Just click on radio. Noel Payne is a runner and writer who has recently joined the iRun team. He's doing a blog about being a running dad. Noel has faced some mental health challenges, and he shared his story openly in order to inspire others. Noel, it is great to talk to you again. Thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Always a pleasure to chat with you, Mark.
Tell me a little bit about how your running journey has been going lately. As I mentioned, you're writing for iRun. You're doing some writing around the theme of being a running dad. So how's that been going for you?
Yeah, I became a running dad about 2.5 years ago, and it's really sort of shook up my life. So it definitely changed things. So and I'm really glad to be writing and contributing to iRun now. It's time for a change. There's always time for a change to evaluate things and make a move. So I'm glad to be joining the team.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a great positive team. Everybody is. They have Ben, yourself. There's so many people that contribute to the magazine. I love it.
So tell me a little bit about your journey lately, because you've been through so many different things in your life, and you've been open about it. You've shared it on social media. You've done some writing about it, and running has been a big part of your life. So just describe what the journey has been like for you recently.
Sure. Yeah. No. And we've talked before how I've been running almost forever. So running's been a constant for me. It's kind of what evens me out, and I love running itself, even probably more than racing. But more recently, my little daughter entered my life 2.5 years ago, and love her to bits. But the transition for me to becoming a running dad was very tough, really tough for me, and really changed my life. I had a lot of trouble coming to terms with the change. Adapting to sort of life as a dad, the time constraints, everything. And in a nutshell, my daughter arrived. I struggled to be a dad. I wrote about that. And unfortunately, the struggle to transition, to adapt to being a dad, negatively affected my marriage. As many of us have experienced, where you don't pay attention to something, whether it's a relationship or even your training, it can affect it. You know, you get injured, or maybe, you know, you've got to pay more attention. Well, for me, I didn't. Yeah. So I'm a single running dad now. The marriage didn't survive. And in the end, dealing with, still struggling to sort of, you know, figure out, you know, what I'm supposed to be as a dad, and how to still adapt to that and be the best dad I can, and deal with the fact that our relationship has ended, really put me into some dark spots, and I've battled with depression probably. Well, it's been a while now, and that's kind of what I've been sharing online through my blog and my writing.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but I really appreciate you sharing your story in the ways that you have, because I know that impacts on people, and it's really important for people to share their stories. And so bravo to you for doing that. And I think it's important, especially for someone like you, because, you know, on the surface, everybody would look at you and see you as a very positive guy and somebody who's always ready to take on the next challenge. And you did so many interesting things with your running. And for you to be struggling with and grappling with some of these issues is a reflection, I think, of how this can happen to anyone.
No, completely. I completely agree, Mark. I think often, too, people, when they struggle, whether it's depression or anxiety or any sort of mental health issue, often we think we're the only ones, or we don't see the fact that person that looks happy and smiling and joking at work, or, you know, you bump down the street, they might be dealing with something that you're not aware of. Often we try and cover it up and do the best we can and then come home and struggle with it. So through my writing, it's kind of cathartic in terms of it helps me by sharing. It allows me to put my thoughts out there for people, and then I hope people get something from it as well.
I'm sure they do.
They're alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and I've gotten something from it. I've talked to other people who have as well. It's I think it's very valuable when you share that. And so give me an update on your running, because as I mentioned, you'd like to take on some interesting challenges. And look, anybody who's had kids knows what that represents in terms of, you know, the idea of training for a marathon or an ultra marathon or just going out for a run whenever you want to. That kind of all goes out the window when you've got this new priority in your life. But you've managed to find a way to keep it up.
Yeah, no, I think running is sitting down and talking with people and everything else. Running has always stayed with me, and it's important for me now as well as something that I keeps me healthy. My body feels good. You know, you have a clearer head when you come back from a run. So you learn that running doesn't solve everything, but it's something healthy to have in your life. So I try and make time for it, but fitting it in is much more difficult now. In the past year, I've also had to sort of put my running into a different gear for a bit. I was hoping to do an October marathon, but things just haven't come together. But I think as well, being able to just enjoy, you know, especially here in the Ottawa Gatineau area, you know, popping off into the park and doing a nice trail run, that's great. If I can get out and go for a run, I mean, that's great. I don't have to race do crazy ultras that I like to do. So for this year, it's been a little quieter.
The running's been going.
I've been maintaining some running, but I don't think there's any big races this year, I don't think.
But as you say, that's okay. And, you know, there have been cycles. Everything's got its time. And there are times when you're going to want to ramp up and you're going to want to go after a goal and train aggressively. And then there are the times when you just enjoy running for the immediate health benefits, for the psychological benefits, and just for the experience of being out there. And it sounds like that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think it fits with this year, where I'm looking inward at myself and trying to find that balance and being able to go, you know what, if I don't get some major racing in this year, that's okay. The focus is going to be on me. I'm going to keep running. And I think that's something that a lot of people at all levels of running, I think, do or need to do, where they need to sit back and go, no, it's okay. You know, you have that sort of pressure sometimes to, you need to do this race, or everybody's doing that. But we're all different, so I think we need to sit back and do that. And I capped off basically, I think, my fast running for the year with I did my fastest 5K on a training run one night after tucking my daughter in, 10 o'clock at night. I just needed to blow off steam, a bit stressed out, and I threw the lightweight runners on, some shorts, and a single one of those last warm evenings, and I hammered. I just felt good to go, and I wasn't racing, but one of those times when your legs feel good, everything just clicked. I had the GPS on when I started it, and I hammered. I got to 4K and realized that I was probably running at a pace faster than I'd ever run before. And I had tight hamstring, I said, quiet. And I pushed it, and I actually ran 16:14 for 5K for me, which is the fastest I've ever covered that distance.
Wow.
Not a race, but
Doesn't matter.
I just like running fast. So, you know, sometimes you just gotta uncork when you feel like you can uncork. So.
Yeah, that's a perfect description of it. And isn't it great when that happens? And isn't it also wonderful to be able to do that when you discover at 4K and you haven't been thinking about it for 3 days in advance. You're already well into the run and you figure, hey, I'm going to go for it. And then you pull off a really fast time because you're already 80% of the way there.
Yep, and I think it comes around to that thing as well, why we run or why we race. The medals, the official times are great, but for me, you know, it's not official, but I ran that time for me. So I know I can, you know, I know I ran that time. And I think that's often a message to people that lost. You run for yourself. And that's what you should get from it. You should go for a run because you want to. It gives something back to you. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, good for you. So tell me a little more about some of the themes you want to explore in this Running Dad column that you're going to be doing.
I'm going to sort of think about sort of some of the major issues, sort of hurdles that I've come across, whether it's being that really young dad, just adapting to, you know, trying to fit a run in. Maybe look at some issues of, you know, mental health and depression. How do you get through those spots where perhaps it's not the life you think it is? How does running fit into that? You know, how is running a positive or negative thing for a running parent? And then, we'll look at some different themes and maybe even look at, you know, reaching out to some other running parents out there to see what are issues they'd like to talk about or that type of thing. So I think there's lots to do.
Very cool. Well, Noel, you've inspired me before and others as well with your approach to running and some of the adventures that you've been on as a runner, and now I think you're doing it even more so with your message about mental health and some of the challenges that you've faced recently. So congratulations to you for that, and I hope you keep it up and look forward to reading more of your work in the days ahead. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mark. It's an honor from someone who has a great run themselves, and we'll have to get up for a run sometime. Thanks for taking the time to talk.
All right. Sounds great.
Take care.
That's Noel Payne, who is a runner and writer. You can check out his blog at irun.ca. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a runner we met in Toronto who inspired us with something she wrote about why she runs. We'll be right back.
iRun Radio is brought to you by New Balance Canada, whose 806 V8, released this fall, is the perfect new road shoe whether your distance is the 5K or the marathon. The 806 V8 is fast, light, and comfortable. It's the perfect shoe for helping you reach a new PB.
Welcome back. When Ben and I and the iRun team go to events like the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon or Ottawa Race Weekend, we usually set up a little booth at the Fitness Expo where the runners pick up their race kits. And we meet hundreds or even thousands of other runners over the course of a couple of days. And we get to hear their stories, which is always very inspiring. One of the things we do in the booth is we give people a chance to write down why they run. We have these race bibs, a little square piece of paper. All it has on it is the word I run. And people write messages like, I run for beer, I run to stay young, that kind of thing. Something one woman wrote caught our attention. Her name is Carolyn Nakamura Wimantra, and we invited her to come on the show. Carolyn, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. It's wonderful to be in Toronto.
And this arises out of something that you just wrote on one of our little iRun bibs. Tell us a little bit about why you run.
I started running 3.5 years ago, and I lost my sister many, many, many years ago at the age of 38. She was the true athlete in the family, and she totally lived life to the fullest, and it just, I decided I want to carry on her memory, and I carry her with me every time I run. And so I decided I'm going to start running. I also decided age has nothing to do with things. People told me I'm too old, your knees, et cetera, et cetera, and I finally woke up and I said, you know something, you can do anything at any age, but you got to live. So that's pretty much it. And then I also do run for my mother now, who has dementia. So she's been my rock forever.
Tell me what you wrote on the bib.
Well, generally, I think I wrote that I run first of all, for those who can't. And then I went on to say, I run to honor the memory of my sister, Donna, and to honor my mother.
And what are some of the running experiences you've had in the last 3 or 4 years that you've been doing this?
Oh, I've had lots. I've done many, many half marathons now. This is going to be my 6th full marathon in Toronto, but I remember my first marathon in Portland, Oregon, and it was just incredible. The crowds, the people, everybody supporting everybody. The half marathons, actually my first half marathon was in Victoria, in British Columbia, and it's very special, and I found the running community to just be so special and so positive. Even the elite runners with people like me, who I consider a slowpoke runner, but everybody's so nice, and it's great energy. I love it.
Tell me about some of those memories from that first marathon.
In the beginning I was like, wow, there are all these people, I'm doing this, but I never think of it in terms of how many kilometers or miles. I can't do that, because otherwise then it feels too far. I'm also a musician, and it's like the first mile, they had like 6 different groups playing music, and that was just like, it was pure heaven for me. And you just get going, and it's like, yeah, I'm doing this, I can do this, and I went farther than I thought I would until... Yes, I do walk sometimes as is needed, but it was just so very special, and I felt great at the end, unlike things I'd read, all these people who say they do one marathon and that's enough, that's it, it's finished, and I'm like, why would you ever say that? That's what I thought. And then the other thing a few days after it finished was, I need to do another one. Did I really just do this? I know there's a medal and all, but did I really actually do this, or is it just a wonderful dream? And I've continued.
And so do you think about your sister and your mother when you're running?
Well, yeah, I do. I always carry them with me, so to speak. And then usually I carry one other person for whatever reason I've decided, and I talk to them. I mean, Toronto, it's for a friend of mine that I met at a race in Niagara Falls, Canadian side, who lives near here. It just happens. It's her birthday. She's running tomorrow, too. It's her 42nd birthday on this 42nd anniversary of the Toronto Marathon. So it's just...
Which is 42 kilometers.
Exactly. I mean, how good is that, right? It's just so perfect. The stars are so lined up. So, yeah, but my sister and my mom always, always, yes.
And what other races have you done? You mentioned this is your 6th marathon, so you've done 4 others after Portland, right?
Yes, as far as full marathons, I then went and did the Vancouver, Washington stateside full marathon. My 3rd one was the New York City Marathon, and that was amazing. And then let's see, what else have I done this year? Well, that was 3. What was number 4? Thank you. San Francisco was number 4, and that was wonderful too. There's a friend who lives out there who generally does those races. And then 2 weeks ago, I did one in Pennsylvania, which I learned a lot from. It's good to have a so-called bad race because you grow and you progress. And I'm looking forward to this.
And what has running done for you, aside from what you've already described and the fact that you run for other people and you run for those who can't? You obviously run for yourself as well. So what impact has it had on you?
Well, number one, it makes me feel alive. And I want to be healthy as long as I can, you know. So that's really important. In my birthday half marathon, my 5th half marathon, I saw this group. They had the acronym RIOT on their shirts. And it says, running is our therapy. And running is my therapy, because I also feel like it gives me the break. I just sort of shed whatever might be weighing me down. And it just frees me up. And I can hear the birds sing or feel the breeze or anything. And it's just, I don't know, it gives me great energy, I feel. And I feel like I'm much fuller of joy since I've been running and I do it.
I want to go back to Portland for a second. When you crossed the finish line in Portland, what was that like? Because it sounds like you almost still can't believe you did it.
Well, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, this is something I thought I never had any dream I'd become a runner. But then I go and I do, and I keep extending the distance. I mean, it was exhilarating. And it also, I have to add, it was extra special because my cousin, she actually flew up from California. Usually I don't have people cheering me at the end, except for these wonderful strangers. But she was there, and she had been along the route in different places. And so that it was just like, I don't know. It is amazing. It truly is special in my heart. I don't know how to describe the feeling because I'm in awe of myself that I actually did it, you know? And I'm looking forward, and here I go again.
And what other running plans do you have? Do you have other races you want to do? Do you have other things in mind?
I have a long list of races that I would love to do. I am signed up for some already in the next year. I've never had luck with lotteries, but suddenly I got in. For me, it's a big one. It's the Kyoto, not Tokyo, but the Kyoto Marathon. And that's because I lived there. I lived in Japan for 9 years in the Kyoto area, so I really wanted to do that. So I just got in and I confirmed. So I will be doing that. But I have a marathon in January. It looks like I may be having more marathons than normal next year, so I may go back on the halves a little bit and really try to focus.
More marathons than normal. Listen to you, after just 3 or 4 years of doing this, you already have a normal number of marathons. So what advice do you have for people who are just starting out as runners and who are wondering whether they can do it or not?
My advice is just take it slow, do whatever it takes, walk when you need, but you can do it. You absolutely can do it. Just don't let the naysayers get in the way. Because, you know, you're out there, you're walking, you're doing it. Maybe you're walking and running slow and gradually get there. I do remember very clearly that first time I'm going to become a runner and doing the 1 mile. It's like, how am I ever going to get a mile done? Who am I to think I could ever do a 10K or, you know, anything else? You can do it. And so just never, never give up because you can.
Carolyn, it's great to meet you. Thanks so much for joining us on the show, and good luck in the marathon.
Thank you so very much. Lovely meeting you, too.
That is Carolyn Nakamura-Wimantra, a runner we encountered a couple of weeks ago at the Toronto Marathon. Coming up next, we're going to share with you the incredible story of an amputee runner who just finished his first marathon. Registration is now open for the Tamarack Ottawa Race Weekend. It's Canada's biggest marathon weekend, May 26th and 27th, with a kids race, a 2K, 5K, 10K, half marathon, marathon, and the Lumberjack Challenge. 4 races covering a distance of 59.2K. It's the event of the year, and we'd love to see you there. Tom McIntyre is an amputee runner who just completed his first marathon in Toronto 2 weeks ago, and he also qualified for the Boston Marathon when he did it. Tom, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much for joining us on iRun Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
And congratulations on the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon. Well done.
Yeah, it was quite an experience.
And I know what this means to you. I've met you a few times over the years and heard your story and talked to you before about your running. So how do you feel having completed your first marathon?
I feel really like it's such an awesome experience. It's hard to describe how I feel. I mean, it's a big high. The Toronto Scotiabank Waterfront Marathon, like it's well put together. And it started with me on Saturday. We did the friendship run with the running room with John Stanton, and lo and behold, I met this young lady from New Brunswick, Jerry McCollum. And we decided to run the race together. And I couldn't believe my luck. It was almost as if it was meant to happen. And her name was Jerry, so we called it the Tom and Jerry Show, believe it or not.
That's great.
Yeah, and then it took us a while to get hooked up Sunday morning with the crowds and all that, but we found each other pretty easy. And lo and behold, we started to run off and talk most of the way through it. And actually, she saved my day. About the 8K mark, I don't know what happened, but I stepped in the hole or tripped on something or somebody touched my blade, and I started to fall. And she was on my right side, and she grabbed me and brought me back up.
Wow.
And we continued on and had a great conversation through it all. And my wife is down there, Bonnie. She met us with the halfway mark and gave us some more water and supplies and continued on and made it to the finish line. And what an experience that was, crossing the finish line for the first time.
Yeah, describe that to me.
Marathon. Jerry and I, we decided to make sure we went across at the same time, our hands in the air, and just felt like the weight of the world was lifted off my shoulders. My first one, and I was nervous all week thinking, should I be doing this, or did I bite off a little more than I can chew? But I'm so glad I did it. My first one. And my time was good enough to possibly get me in the box in 2019. And I plan on doing it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will do it. So just before we talk more about that, Tom, let's go back to the beginning of your story and tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up running.
My background, yes. I was a float driver for a number of years, moved around heavy equipment on oversized loads. And in 1987, I got hit by a car down in Oshawa and had a very bad break on my right leg, 2 compound fractures. But it healed up and continued on with my life. And 2002, we moved back to the Renfrew area from Toronto and continued on. And in 2005, I was back in my bush cutting down a big maple tree. And the wind caught it and did a bit of a spin on it and sent the butt of the tree back at me and hit me in my right leg. And I broke it very badly just below my old break, and it was unrepairable. And they had to amputate it after numerous surgeries to try and save it. And about a year to get back on my feet after that, and started with a prosthetic and walking, and never thought about running. My wife was always the runner, and I was going to all her runs with her. And lo and behold, one day I thought, oh, maybe I should try this. So I approached Dr. Nancy Dudek, my doctor at the Rehabilitation Center, and she sent in the request for a running leg made for my insurance company, and lo and behold, it was covered. And I started training and did my first 5K at the Army run 10 years ago, and did a few of them, and then moved up to some 8-kilometer runs and some 10-kilometer runs. And last year did the Commander's Challenge for the very first time, and that's the very first time it was offered.
Yeah, and that's the 5K and the half marathon, right?
The 5K and the half marathon.
At the Army run, yeah.
At the Army run, yeah, and I really enjoyed that, and I said, well, let's see if we can up the distance some more, and let's maybe try a marathon. So I trained hard all summer and made it to Toronto and accomplished it.
Yeah. And what does running mean for you, Tom, given what you've been through? And did you ever imagine when you first went to see the doctor at the rehabilitation center that you'd be running a marathon, 42.2 kilometers, and not just that, qualifying for the Boston Marathon?
Well, I've never, ever thought I'd be a runner. And when I took it up, it means to me like it's a good outlet. If I'm feeling down or whatever, I get out and you get to think about stuff, and it's just a natural rush and a natural high every time I go out, and I love the feeling.
Does it prove something to you as well?
Yes, it proves that if you put your mind to something, you can do anything you want to do and never give up.
And how does the finish line of a marathon compare to, say, that first 5K that you did when you were just starting to run?
Oh, my God. The feeling after crossing the marathon is 100 times more emotional. 100 times more emotional. Because you know you just went through a grueling 42 kilometers instead of 5 kilometers. And it was tough. Like at one point, I don't know, but maybe with the 24K mark, I almost thought about quitting on Sunday. Because it got awful hot, but I said, no, let's just keep going here. I want to do this. It's just, it's been on my bucket list for a long time, and it was just a big accomplishment. I'm very happy about it.
And it does show you something. I mean, I've been there too. We've all been there at 24K, 29K, 32K, wherever in a marathon. And you realize if you keep going, you know, you can live with some discomfort and you can still get to the finish line, right?
That's right. And also too, running with it on Sunday, I forgot to say, like with the prosthetic, I had to stop twice and take it off and dry my leg and put a dry sock back underneath. And that takes 10 to 15 minutes every time you do that. So the clock is still running when you do that. But if you don't stop, well, you're going to run into the troubles and then you won't finish it too.
Right. So I just want to get a sense of what was going through your mind when you crossed the finish line and when you had a chance to think about it afterwards. What did completing this marathon mean to you?
It meant the world to me. Like, it was a big challenge. I know lots of people have done it, and it was just an amazing feeling. It's so hard to describe. It was just amazing.
So Boston is on the horizon now, not next April, but the following April in 2019, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And what else would you like to do with your running then?
We've been talking, and we might try and see if we can do New York next fall too.
Okay.
And keep the training up. It's somebody suggested to me, why not Boston this spring? But I've never done much training during the winter time, so that's going to be a learning curve this winter. I'm going to try this. I have to figure out how we're going to do it in snow with that blade, because it can be quite slippery. I know I've done a bit. I've got some studs on one of my soles for my running leg. So we'll just give this a learning curve this winter, and then go full tilt next winter.
And you mentioned your wife, Bonnie, who's been there to support you at a lot of these events, I know. And do you sometimes run together?
Yes, we do. She trained with me quite a bit this summer. We were on holidays out in Vancouver this summer, and we did a bit of running when we were out in Vancouver, and a little bit around Jasper and Banff. She's my rock. She supports me in everything I do. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Well, Tom, it's a very inspiring story, and it's been a great pleasure meeting you so often over the years as I've seen you at running events and heard about your progress. And I'm so proud of you for doing this marathon, because I know what it meant to you. We got to talk before you ran it, and now we've had a chance to talk after you've completed it. I knew you could do it. I knew you could qualify for Boston, and I'm really happy for you. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Mark, for having me. I really appreciate it.
That is amputee runner Tom McIntyre, who ran his first marathon in Toronto 2 weeks ago. He is now qualified for the Boston Marathon next April. And that's it for iRun Radio this week. Coming up on next week's show, we're going to talk to a runner who has been to more than 100 different countries and another who has run every day for more than 35 years. I hope you can join us then. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.